Today's daf in Masechet Bava Batra, brought to you Miben Chomot Yerushalayim, is daf Yud Dalet. And we got up to yesterday, Yud Gimel Amud Beit. I think let us start once again from Tana Rabbanan to get all of the dinim of the Sefer Torah together. Tana Rabbanan. Yud Gimel.
There is no Yud Vav.
Tana Rabbanan. Help me. Madbik Adam Torah Nevi'im HaKetuvim Ke'achad Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Torah B'fnei Atzman, Nevi'im B'fnei Atzman, U'Ketuvim B'fnei Atzman. So you're allowed to put together in one kerach all of Torah, all of Nevi'im, and all of Ketuvim, says Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says you're not allowed to do that. You have to have the Torah in one kerach, Nevi'im in another kerach, Ketuvim in a third. And the Chachomim say every Sefer needs to be separate. So call Echad the Echad Bifnei Atzmo. Now even when Rabbi Meir says you can be Madbik Torah Nevi'im U'Ketuvim Ke'echad, which is how we paskin, as we'll see, he doesn't mean that it will be kosher for Kriya. It's only kosher for Kriya if it's a Sefer Torah. Once it has less of a din of a Sefer Torah, as they say, kol yeter kechosod, anything that is more than it's supposed to have is if it has less than it's supposed to have. So if a Sefer Torah is chosor something, then it's not kosher for kriya. But the question is, in general, you should know that the question is whether a Sefer Torah that doesn't have a kedusha of a Sefer Torah for the kriya from a Sefer Torah, does it have kedusha of the Sefer? Suppose it's a chumash that was written in separate krichot. Or suppose it was a Sefer Torah and you split it up into five chumashim, which you're not allowed to do because of numerous reasons, which we'll get to in a moment. So what would be the halach? So first of all, there's a very fundamental machlokas between the Rambam and the Rashba as to whether a chumash has the kedusha. So, according to the Rambam, there's only the Kedusha of a Sefer Torah, which is completely shalim. Anything less is just a book that you read from. So, there's no Kedusha in a Chumash, even if it's written in Kricha. According to Rashba, Chumash has exactly the same level Kedusha as a Sefer Torah.
What?
Except that you can't read from it in Hebrew. That's the only enough.
Is it printed or?
Of course not.
Of course not.
A chumash was written like a Sefer Torah on cloth of all of the dinim, but it was only one chumash. But you can't read from it in Hebrew. So according to the Rambam, I don't know what you mean yotze. No, there's no chiyuv on an individual to yotze.
No,
I don't know what you're asking.
No,
you're just interrupting. So the question is, according to the Rambam, obviously the din in Masechet Sofrim, which says "Ein osim misefer Torah chumashim," makes perfectly good sense because you're not allowed to memori from kedusha kala, kedusha chamura to kedusha kala. And that makes perfectly good sense. According to the Rashba, the question is, why indeed would you not be allowed to make a sefer Torah into chumashim? So it's a lot of different approaches to that. There is a Yerushalmi, it says Beferish, that you're not allowed to, even though the same Yerushalmi says that the Kedusha of a Chumash has the same din as the Sefer Torah. So it's a different pshatim. So you're not allowed to because it's Bizoyan of Kisvei HaKodesh to cut them up. Or at least for Sefer Torah to cut it up. So, okay, that's a possibility. But the question is, according to the Rambam, since Kol Cheser Ki Yeter, how can he paskin, which he does, that Madbik Adam Torah Nevi'im U'Ketuvim? Because the moment that you have a Sefer Torah, if you add the Nevi'im to it, you just passed it. So how can you pass the Sefer Torah? So then you're being morid. It would be the same thing like cutting it up into Chumash. There's a lot of different approaches to that. Some indeed say that it would only be if you began writing l'chatchila, not l'shem, the Sefer Torah, the Kedusha Sefer Torah, but l'shem, a book that has Torah Nevi'im U'Ketuvim in it. Others say, what's a nafkamina? That's the whole question. How much does Machshava define the Kedusha of the Sefer Torah if you still had kavana to write it as it is with Kedushas Hashem and so on and so forth. Does your kavana of Kedushas Sefer, does that make an afkamina or not? That itself is a big machlokes. So others say that ein afkamina, it wouldn't make sense unless lechatchila was mudbak. And then you were mashlim the Sefer. So in other words, if once it would have the Kedushas Sefer Torah, maybe the Rambam wouldn't be matre. It's very, very difficult to read into his words. Okay, but these are the types of questions that we'd have to consider, and some of them we're going to be dealt with in our sugya.
You have to say with the Rambam, to him as well as
with a crane, or with an exoskeleton that was provided by aliens who are highly advanced, and it's not even visible. It's just, you know, you see, you ever see this young man over here do Hagba? Mm-hmm. He takes the Sefer Torah, you know, and he puts it on his pinky and he twirls it around, you know. So we figure if we give him an immune facility, he'd manage to. Yeah, everything. The likes. 11 books. Okay. So we have three shitas then, right? So according to Rabbi Meir, put everything together. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanakh is three svarim, right? And each one has to be separate. According to Chachomim, every sefer has to be kept separate. The Amr of Yehuda Maaseh, the Baitas Ben Zoni, was an actual maaseh that I heard that he had the Shmona Nevi'im, all eight Sifrei Nevi'im. Of course, you understand that this nonsense of Shmuel Aleph, Shmuel Beis, Malkam Aleph, Malkam Beit, and for that matter, Ksuvim, Divrei Yomim Aleph, it does not exist. And Ezra Nehemiah does not exist. All of that is Goyim that created that. It's not the Maseres Yisrael. So there's only eight Nevi'im. So those eight Nevi'im, they're all Medubakim Kechad, and he did that not because he thought it up himself. He asked Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said it was kosher. The Chachamim Omrim, well, would be a nice raya if it ever happened, but that's not what happened. Actually, lo hayelo elo echad v'echad b'fnei atzmo. We happen to know that the Baitas Ben Zonin had separate svarim for each one of the Sifrei Nevi'im consistent with our sheet of the Chachamim sheet. Amar Rav, Maaseh v'hiviu lefanei, Amar Rebbe, Maaseh v'hiviu lefanei notor Nevi'im uksuvim. And we said it's okay. Yichsharnum. Yichsharnum doesn't mean we makshir it to read. But Yichsharnum means we said it's mutter to leave it that way. Now some of the issues we mentioned yesterday that are involved is the question of whether if you roll up such a book, then you're going to end up rolling the Nevi'im on top of the Sefer Torah. Or Ksuvim on top of the Sefer Torah. And that's also to do, to put a Nevi'im on top of the Sefer Torah. Okay, so that Tosfos says, that's not a problem if it's Begilion Echad. It's only a problem if they're isolated books. So then it's a Zilzumah. This is the derech of the book that you're Gerlulet. That wouldn't be a problem. Some of the other problems that are mentioned, those who hold that it's Osir, is because of the fact that it puts too much pressure on the book. Now, since every time you need to read anything, you need to be Megolot, the entire Torah Nevi'im and Ksuvim, you're going to simply wear it out very quickly. And because of that, we don't do it. Okay? Then, of course, it wouldn't be Nageya, as we pointed out, our approach to do Krichot. We have books, and books, there's no such thing as more wear and tear because you have a bigger book. That's not the issue. So that wouldn't be a problem either. I'll review that. And the Tosis brings a svara that the svarim should be nikori. There's an idea that we shouldn't just get a sense of the holy book. You know, so that each sefer should have its chashivet. If you put it all together, so it looks like it's all a navi echad. So brings the Rashi in Tosis here. Okay, so now we have an overall sense of this particular halacha. Now, as far as the etzim chalukah of the books in Tanakh, graphically, how are we mechalik those books? So, bein chumash l'chumash shel Torah, arba ashiti. There has to be four lines that are left empty between each one of the chumashim shel Torah, and those are not, according to the Rambam, a minimum, but a definitive. Four lines. Lo pachot v'lo yoter. There are other shitas in the Rishonim, a minimum of four lines. In fact, since the Rishonim says you should always finish in the middle of the page, and then leave the line, we'll see that's again the next piece. So, in practice, it's four lines exactly, and done in the middle of the page. Okay, how about between Sifrei Nevi'im? So our girsa is, V'chein ben kol Navi l'Navi. Now, we don't pass in this girsa. Rama didn't have this girsa. He didn't have the word V'chein. Instead, it started with, ben kol Navi l'Navi, u'b'navi shal shlemasar, Shlosha Shitin. So that's how he passes. So only between Sifrei Chumashim and the Torah, there's four Shitin. But between Sifrei Anaviim, including Shlemesrei, there's three Shitin. Umesayim Milamata, you can finish on the bottom of a page and start on the top of a page. And then it's not a problem because in the Torah, as Tosafot points out, it's only referring to the Anaviim. In the Torah, this is part of the Etzem Halacha of Ksivas Sefer Torah, is that there need to be Arba Shitin. And that's like everything else with Pasul Sefer Torah. It would be like making a Parsha Psucha Stuma. Pasul is the Sefer. This is a reference to the Nevi'im, because in the Nevi'im it's only because, you have to just be Mechalek, and it shouldn't look like a Sefer Bifnei Atzma. Same thing is true, Lagabe, this din of leaving at the end of a page. The end of a page won't help you in the Sefer Torah. And as a matter of fact, you would have to leave the four shittim at the beginning of the next page. The problem is, we don't do that. Why don't we do that? Because the response says we don't do it, Tosfos brings here, because he may come to be chotef. If you make it convenient to have separate sefrei, Chumashim, then somebody could come to be Chotech Chumash, which is us. Whereas like this, you can't be Chotech, because the next Chumash always starts in the middle of the page. How are you going to be Chotech? So it's like a logistical thing, but where it starts is not necessarily Meek or Hadin. It would be like leaving a Parsha Petucha at the top of the page.
Which is fine.
Mm-hmm. Which is fine. Now, if you're Messiah Lamata, you can be Matru Lamala. Turn around. Harotseli Dabek Torah Nevim Ktuvim Keachat. If you want to connect it all together, you can connect them. He's Midabek. And then you have to leave Rosho Kedela Gul Amud. So you would need enough empty space, plus there's really a din of two etzvaot. These things will all become more throughout the sugya. Have a little patience here. So you leave enough empty cloth, whatever you're using, to roll around a wooden amud pole. Ubisofo. Now remember what we're talking about over here is a Torah Nevi'im Ketuvim Ke'echad, which was not put on two poles. The only reason that we put something on two poles is because we're going to be carrying it in the Beit HaKnesset. And since, this is Rimigash is for it, since it's an Isser, because of Tirchet Tzibura, to do Gulila, to have to be Goyal a Sefer Torah to a particular place, we must use two poles on the Sefer Torah, which we're going to get to later, in order to avoid needing to go back all the time to the beginning. And then starting over, that would have to be done when you finish reading. How would you put the Sefer Torah back? You'd have to take it all back and put it like we do with the Megillas Esther. Just imagine what it would be like when you're reading Dvorim, reading, going back to the beginning. Because, as we'll see, we go in the opposite direction. We'll talk about this in a minute also. Yeah. We'll see. Would we wind it towards Bereshit Bara Elokim? Or would we wind it towards the end of Ksuvim? That's the question. So normally when we wind up a mezuzah, let's say. Right? So we always wind at the beginning is on top.
So starting from Bereshit.
Right? So then Lechora, we would start from Bereshit, which is what Taisva says it must mean. But Rashi, and that's the Girsa, seems certainly later on, says it's the opposite. So Tosfos says that maybe indeed it really is just the opposite. Why? Because the problem over here, Tainus the Re, is that if you do it that way, which would be the normal way to start from Bereshis, it looks like the Sefer Torah is being used as a covering over the Nevi'im V'Ksuvim to prevent them from getting damaged and dirty and so on. Because you usually put the least important part on the outside. So therefore it would be bizarre for the Sefer Torah, so we do it the other way around. Bedavka, when it comes to that. Okay, but there are, so this itself was a big discussion, how we would roll it. But the point is, whatever direction we're rolling it toward, one end gets enough space to roll around a pole, and the other end has to have enough empty page that it wraps around the entire circumference of the part that's written. So in other words, we have an empty page to be the wrapper. That way, if anything happens to it, it doesn't affect the ketav at all. That's it. Water falls on it, it won't affect the ketav.
Are we talking about writing Sefer Torah and the Tanakh? The whole thing
on one Megillah.
And then
they
cut it up.
Let's cross over normal Sefer Torah this time.
We don't cut it up on one Megillah, and we read from it. But we don't read from it in the Beit HaKnesset, because it's not kosher for Kriya.
It's personal.
Okay, so that's what you would have to do. Roshu kedei lagul amud, b'sofu kedei lagul hekef, the circumference. U'misayei milamata. Now, this last piece makes no sense. The Gemara's going to ask, what in the world is this supposed to mean? Misayei milamata, u'matchil milamala, v'im balachtoch hotech. What? Michael, what just happened? We're talking about putting it together, and we're talking about how much space you need, and what do you mean? You have to be Messiah Milamata, Matsu Milamala. My comma. All the comma. No. If what you'd have to do in this case, in other words, the idea over here is, we said that's the Chathila, we want everything separate. So what are you talking about?
We're
talking about cutting out the Nevi'im and the Ksuvim from the Torah. Or cutting this form for themselves.
And then the Sefer Torah would be kosher after you take out the...
That depends on how we understood the Ramban's original Ksiva, remember? So my Kamar, in such a case, it would be best to start every page on top and not work it out that you leave empty space on the top. Let's say you finish at the end of the page. And now you want to leave empty space to be Mekayim that don't. Because since if you want to be Koteh, we prefer, then we want the next Sefer to start at the top of the page. It's ridiculous to have a Sefer starting not at the top of the page. So therefore, if you're talking about this type of thing where you put together all the Sforim, which we don't really like, it's best if you finish at the bottom not to leave room at the top. And that way there won't be a problem that the first top will look strange, different than all of the other Dapi. Ask the Gemara for a meeting. You just said that there's a difference between the beginning and the end, right? So however we define it. But one end goes around the pole, you said, and that's all that it needs. And one end wraps around the whole thing. And here the Braita says, beginning and end require enough to wrap around. Now, I'm not sure what wrap around means. I mean, kidei lagul mai, what do you mean, wrap around? Do you mean kidei lagul amud, wrap around the pole? But before you said, but the other end needs enough to go around the circumference, right? And here you're saying it's lagul. So kasha hekev. If wrap around means wrap around the circumference, so then how can you say beginning and end? So then it's kasha amud. You said that the beginning takes only enough to wrap around a small pole. Omrim, not for Bagitzray. What makes you think it's the same? Let's study him, Katanim. All it's saying is make sure that you leave enough for the appropriate wrapping at beginning and end. What the appropriate wrapping is, Melo, okay? You have to understand from the halacha what the appropriate wrapping is. whether it's appropriate to leave kedei hekev or appropriate kedei lagul. That already is kedei lagul amud. That already is dependent on the sugya before. Rav Ashi says there's no problem because this writer that implies that both ends are the same is true. If you're talking about a sefer Torah. A sefer Torah indeed has two poles in a Tanya. Kol hasfarim nigvalim mitchilatan lesofan, because you're not going to be reading from them but sibor. But a sefer Torah is nigla leemtziito v'oseh la'amud elah ve'elah. You stop and you roll it up wherever you're holding with an amud on either side. Omar Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Tzadok, kach hayu kotvei sefarim shebirushalayim. That's exactly the way the Bekiim and Yerushalayim used to write their Sefer Torah. Turn around. Enosim Sefer Torah, lo orko yoter al hekefo, lo hekefo yoter al orko. You have to work it out by analyzing the thickness of the skin in such a way that you will be able to preserve the relationship of circumference to the length. So that means you'll have to adjust the size of your ktav depending on the thickness of the skin. Because the correct proportion is to have exactly the same length as circumference, which is obviously very difficult to be mechavin because that the rabbi talks about his sefer Torah. He was Mark's going to go through all types of experiments over here.
Could I explain exactly what that means, though?
It means if you take a string, when you have the whole sefer Torah made without the two poles,
right?
You have the whole sefer Torah made wrapped around one pole, and you take a string around it. That is called circumference. And you take that string and you take it along the length. It should exactly measure the length. That they should be the same. Now, obviously, the circumference is a function of the thickness of the skin, which means that the thicker the skin is, then the longer the sefer Torah is going to be. But that means that your writing has to be longer, bigger. You adjust the size of your ktav depending on how much length you're going to be giving it, right? Okay, so it needs to be very carefully worked out. So, Shalu et Rebbe. So they asked Rebbe, so how do you work it out in the first place, you know? So, Shir Sefer Torah Bekama. Look, if you're using Gvil, then it's six Tvachim. Gvil is very thick skin that hasn't been split. Well, we don't use Gvil, we use cloth, which is after you split the two pieces of skin. The upper layer, and remove the hair, that upper layer is called the cloth. And it's much thinner. And therefore they asked Rebbe, okay, that's fine with the veal. How about the cloth? The cloth, the kama? I don't know. I can't work that one out. In Yodea. Rav Huna wrote 70 different Sefer Torah to get it to work out. And out of all the 70, he managed to get one. Yisrami le'elachad. One worked out perfectly. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov wrote one, and he used an egel's skin, and it worked out perfectly. And everybody looked at him, and he dropped dead. Don't attract attention by being too good.
Words to live by.
He could have just hit it. He didn't have to show.
Exactly, shouldn't have. No, I have to. But you can. Ah, no. And then nothing after. I'm really Rabbanan, the Rev. Rabbanan said, you know, all the old bubble mice they say about Gidel, right? So the Gemara has got. It's got these bubble mice. Make sure you understand how to understand bubble mice. So Rabbanan said over to Rav Nuni, Rav Ani wrote 400 Sifrei Torah. Yeah, he says, maybe he wrote the Pasuk Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe to give it to kids in school 400 times, and that's like writing a Sefer Torah. That's That's what it means, I guarantee you, you know. Tilma Torah Tzivan Manu Moshe Katav. I guarantee you he never wrote no 400 Sefriter. Well, my late Rabbi Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Yanai, was Noteya, 400 Krumim. I'm like, yeah, right. But what's the din of a Kerem? Din of a Kerem for to go back to Miorchei HaMilchama is somebody who planted two vines, and another one like a tail in the middle. That maybe he did, you know. So maybe with Shtayim, then I get Shtayim, the Achat Yotzei Dizana. Okay, now we have fascinating discussion. And by the way, Tosfos brings that he said it to Dafka because since the Gemara says Kotten, it's Yodea, once he starts talking, it says Aviv Belamdo Torah. So what is Torah? He's supposed to teach him Torah Tziva Lama Moshe, right? So you see that Torah Tziva Lama Moshe, Kutino Kot, it's called Torah. So that's what he said. He wrote Sifrei Torah. It's very sweet.
Is 400 a lesson of Kuzma in general?
Yeah, 400 is
okay. That's why teachers make you write something 400 times.
Oh, they do actually 400 times?
Only well, not 400.
I will not.
400 times?
I never. No.
400 times. It's a little
over that. It's a Guzma.
Yeah. I mean, what's her name? You know, maybe Harry Potter had
the Umbridge.
Umbridge.
Yeah, but she was over 1,000, I think.
Oh, that's horrible.
Which.
All right, so now we have a fascinating analysis, right? Here's what we're going to do. We're going to figure out how long Moshe Rabbeinu's Sefer Torah was, and we're going to prove that if it needed to be circumference as long as the length, it would not have fit into the Aron HaBris if you take off the space of the two luchos. So meanwhile, we get the entire picture of
it's amazing.
Beautiful. What a cop, right?
Don't we already know that it doesn't fit?
What's that?
Don't we already know that it doesn't fit? Or is this how we know it doesn't fit?
I don't know how you know. You only know the Gemara.
Maybe it's having, okay.
Is that either the length and the circumference?
So let's take a
motion to see how
have to be the same. They have to be the same, and we know that his Sefer Torah was
put for. What?
What's Messina? No. It's an aesthetic.
The point, I just, I'm not sure if I understand the circumference. That would just be like one umr. No, if you just go like this, like this is the circumference of the Sefer Torah, and then you go like this, that's just like one umr, basically.
It's length. It's not width, it's length of the entire Sefer.
Oh, that makes sense. Sorry.
Okay. Fine. All right. So let's take a look, says the Gemara, let's take a look at the size of the Aron. Mace. Aron Shasam Moshe. Now, the Aron HaBris is defined in the Torah, right? So it's Amatayim V'chetzi Orko, Amor V'chetzi Rochbo, Above a chetzi komato, and we know that there's a machlokas, but assuming that we go according to the shita that says that the ama used for the kelim in the Beit HaMikdash is 6 tvachim, so then that gives us 15 tvachim for the amatayim v'chetzi, right? So that's as long as it was. Each one 6. So we have 6 and 6 is 12, and another half of 6 is 3, and 12 and 3 is 15. Now, assuming that we now have the Aron in front of us open, the Luchot we're about to put in. Now, the Luchot were 6 Tvachim by 6 Tvachim, 3 Tvachim thick. We put in the Luchot, Keneged Orko Shel Aron. So it means we have 6, another 6 is 12, leaving an additional 3 Tvachim. Right? Now, of course, that does not include the thickness of the walls of the Aron, because these are the measurements that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, the Bachutz. So, Kama Luchot Ochlot Baron, Shnei Masar Tvachim. If we're assuming that we have 15 Tvachim, based on 2.5 times 6, so then we have 3 Tvachim left. Now we need one tefach to take off because we used a half a tefach for one wall and a half a tefach for the other wall. leaving us two tefachim. In those two tefachim, the Sefer Torah of Moshe was munach. Shenemar in Be'aron Rak. Now you remember the claw, that wherever we have two negatives, we have two limits. Ein miut achamiut, elo l'rabot. Ein rak. Ein rak means, but there was something else. Okay? So, ein baron rak, shnei lufot avanim asher niach shem Moshe. My ein baron rak, it's miut achamiut. Ein miut achamiut, elo l'rabot. So that came to be. Marba the Sefer Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu, that was munach bo'orah. Now, pirnasta oron l'orko. Now, we've given you a full description of the length of the Orion of the 2.5 Amot Orko. Now, let us take a look and see how the width was taken up. Okay? So now, let's go ahead and be Mefarnes. Seu Farnes Aron L'Rochuvo. Okay. How much of the Rochav was taken up? So we have here we have only Amma V'Chetzi Rochbo. Amma V'Chetzi Rochbo would be only 6.5 of 6 = 9, right? Three of those Tvachim, 6 of those 9 Tvachim were taken up by the Luchot, which were square. So they were 6 Tvachim in that direction also, right? So we have the Luchot, Kamal, Ochlot, Baron, Shishat Tvachim. We're left with 3 tefachim. Now, we had to take out a tefach, remember, for the kotel. So, chetzio lekotel zeh, v'chetzio lekotel zeh. Alright, so now we're left with shnei tefachim. What were those shnei tefachim for? Ah, those shnei tefachim were in order shelo yeh sefer Torah nichmas v'yotzeh kishuhu dachuk. Divrei Rebbe Meir. We didn't want the Sefer Torah to be stooped in exactly the same, if it would be the same length. So because of that, we left the Tefach on top and on the bottom, so that when we removed the Sefer Torah of Moshe, we would be able to put our fingers on the top and on the bottom and lift it out. And that way it wouldn't be pushed at any point. Yeah, it was lying down next to the Luchot. Yeah. Now, okay, so what this means is that we've got a problem, which we'll get into in a moment. But all of this is Rebbe Meir Shita. Now let's take a look at Rebbe Yehuda Shita, because remember that Rebbe Yehuda is the Man D'Omar who holds that we're talking about a Tefach Bat Chamishat Tvachim in the Kelim, and that changes everything, of course. So Rebbe Yehuda says, we're talking about an Amma Bat Chamishat Tvachim. If that's the case, now we have to figure the entire thing in a completely different way. Because now the Luchot, they remain Shishat Tvachim, right? So the Luchot are Achon Shisha Rachman Shisha, V'Ovyan Shlosha. They are, as you said, Munachot Baruchu Shel Aron. How much do they take up? Shneima Sarat Tvachim. But that leaves us only a chatzi tefach, because if you hold that it's 5, then all you're left with is an additional chatzi tefach, because what we've got is 12.5. Since we have 5 = 10, and half of 5 is 2.5. So 2.5 gives us 12.5. So now if we took off 12, we're only left with a chatzi tefach. Obviously, there's not going to be any room for Moshe Rabbeinu to save, according to Rabbi Yehuda. That's for sure. We have to remove an etzpa l'kotel zeh and an etzpa l'kotel zeh, and that would explain how we've got a perfectly fitting luchot along the length of the aron. Now, pirnasta aron l'orko. Now let's go and be mefarnes the aron l'rochbo. So, of course, the luchot are still ochlot ba'aron shishat vachim. What are you left with? You're left with a tefach and a half after you take off those 6 tefachim, because you had an amma v'chetzi. Now, if you're left with a tefach and a half, what we do is like this. So, tse mehem chatzi tefach. Let's use a half of a tefach, an etzpa lekotozeh ve'etzpa lekotozeh. Rashi says that this girsa that has an etzpa umerza, that's talking about the shear of small etzpa, not which in which you would have a small etzpa as opposed to your thumb, in which you would have six etzpa'ot in a tefach instead of four, which are four thumbs. So using the same measurements that we've got until now, it would be one etzpa, right? Okay, so etzpa'ot zeh, but that leaves us a tefach. Now, he doesn't have the excuse for that extra tefach is there in order to take in and out the Sefer Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. What was in that extra tefach? So what that was, interestingly enough, is Bo Amudim Bomdim. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, inside the Arein were a duplication of the two Amudim of the Sefer Torah. So in other words, on either side of the Luchais, there were these beautiful silver Amudim, like an Eitz Chaim. And this was meant to be like a chuppah for the Luchais that was keneged, and this is Merumas in Shir HaShirim, which says, Apir Yona, Selo, Amelach, Shalomo, Mihatzel, Avonon, Amudav, Asa, Kesev. So we're talking about the chuppah. This is the chuppah for Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the Sefer Torah that's Munach Bo'arein, and it had Amudim that hold up the chuppah. So this is a simon for the Amida of Klal Yisrael and the Shechina. And some learned it was an Amida of Beis Yehuda and Beis Yosef. So that there were two Amudim to show that they were Mechubar with the Luchais, very beautiful, the Marshal says. And that, those Amudim were there, Repidato Zahav, Merkavo Agaman, Tocho Ratzuf Ava. But there's no Sefer Torah. So, continues Rabbi Yehuda, the Argaz, Shishigrubo, Plishtim, the Rondo, Yisrael, is Munach Betzido. So it was that special box that came back with the Oran that was sent back by the Plishtim as a gift. That Klei Azahav, it says, Shinemar, but Klei Azahav, Asher Shivotim, Lo Hashem, Tasibu Bargaz, Mitzido, Vishlachtam Oto, Bala. That was used to put the Sefer Torah on, says Rabbi Yehuda. So they put the Sefer Torah, love Sefer Torah Munach Shenema, Lekoach et Sefer HaTorah Hazeh, V'samtem Oto Mitzad Aron Brit Hashem. So Mitzad means it wasn't inside, says Rabbi Yehuda, but Tzad means it was on the outside. Where on the outside? Well, it says that that box was kept on the outside from the time of Shiloh, so it was put on that box. Lo betocho. So then how do I explain the double negative of Ein Rak, which was the marker that we said before that the Sefer Torah was in the Arein, according to Rabbi Meir? Umani Mekayim Ein Baron Rak. That is a riboy not of the Sefer Torah, but of the Shivrei Luchais. That the Shivrei Luchais were Menachem Ba'arein. So since, remember, the Luchais were only three tefachim deep, you didn't talk about the height of the yarn. What was that used for? That was used for the Shivrei Luchais.
Bottom up.
Mm-hmm. So the Isak of Daita. Now, here's our problem. I'll leave it to Rabbi Meir. If you're telling me that the Sefer Torah of Moshe was the same length as the Luchais, and now we have the additional Tefach, I'll leave it to Rabbi Meir to be able to bring it in and out, okay? But that would mean that its circumference was six tefachim, because its length was six tefachim. And you said that the circumference has to be the equivalent of the length. Colin, where have you been for the past year? Well, you were away at least a week. Colin, sit down. And do not sit across from David.
I won't.
Boy, this is where...
I don't have
I don't know how many of you remember the old kindergarten problem. Whenever a comet sat next to David, they would be talking to you. We would remember because you're a kindergarten teacher.
I think we have to say Shehechianu.
Yeah. Why?
No, well, it's been
more than a week.
It's been a lot. Yeah. At least two.
Time flies when you're having fun. Yeah. All right. Okay. Good to have you back there, Carol. I bet you're not trying to tell us something about wanting to make a kiddush here or anything next week. I'm sure, that's not why you're here. So, yeah. So here's our problem. Our problem is that if the Sefer Torah is a circumference of 6, then the maximum that we can play with pi, remember, based on the analysis of the Pasuk, is to call it 3 tefachim. Okay? So let's even, that means v'halach, we have a right to play with these numbers. It doesn't have to be literally kefosh, but just a general relationship of 3. Okay. So kol sheyesh be'kefosh shlosha tefachim, yesh bo rochav tefach. Now, if you're going to take this sefer of 6 tefachim, and you said you're supposed to roll it to the middle, ain't no way it could possibly fit.
Why?
Because you have the middle. You put it into 2 sections. And now you've got the space in the middle. That's not the same thing as one time analyzing pi, which I mean, a 2 would be fine, right? But now it's not fine anymore. So, if kol sheyesh be'kefosh shlosha tefachim yesh bo rochav tefach, since it was nigla le'emtza'i tov, you're going to have more than 2 tefachim. You have the revoke of the beni beni. So betray pushti echiyati. How in the world did you fit in the Sefer Torah of Moshe into the space that was left between the luchos and the wall? It wouldn't have fit. Well, that's what we're assuming. And obviously, that will be our answer, right? But so assuming that the din is that in a Sefer Torah you have the 2 sides and then the begola to the emsa. Assuming Moshe Sefer Torah, you know, when it danced on Simchas Torah, obviously, was it possible they didn't have Simchas Torah? So, Mamela, where would we put it? Omer of Akiva Yaakov, the Sefer of the Azara, did not have Atzechai. It was a Tchiloto Nigla. Okay, fine, but still, the maximum you're allowed to play with pi is to bring it down to 3. Which means that all we can do is reduce the Sefer Torah to 2, right? So I'm going to have a width of 2, a length of 6, and we're going to, where are we going to put that? In 2. We have 2, exactly 2. You're going to put something that is 2 wide in 2. Like, see that? Squish. The Sefer Torah squish. Is that
too wide?
Yeah, it's too wide. I mean, you don't have it. You don't have any place.
It's counterintuitive.
So where are you going to do it? Interesting. So tray betray echiyati. How do you get 2 into 2? Om Rav Ashi. Okay, so you don't get 2 into 2. Let's not get so pedantic. I mean, what if you leave out, you know, a couple of amudim? You just roll it on top, you know. So now that you fit whatever you can, you leave. Remember that it was deep. So you leave, you put the Sefer in on the bottom, and then there's a little bit of the Gricha was overlapped. You left that out on top so that you wouldn't have to squish the Sefer Torah. So you were Karech Beipurta, the Karech Eliyahu. Okay, fine. So you've answered the question. But getting back to the practicalities, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that you put the Sefer Torah outside on the Argaz of the Plishtim. You know, the Argaz of the Plishtim was a relatively recent development. What happened before the Argaz of the Plishtim? You know, I mean, what, you guys think there was always an Argaz of Plishtim from the days of Yishuv Sinai? You know, so, and Mikami Delesi Argaz, where did they put the Sefer Torah?
420.
Sefer Torah, Hechi There was a shelf that was hanging off of the Oren, and that they put the Sefer Torah, the Yotiv Elul Sefer Torah, and that's Mitzad Aron. Mitzad Aron means on that shelf. And Rabbi Meir, what does he do with the words Mitzad Aron? Because according to Rabbi Meir, the Sefer Torah was in the Aron. So my Ovidle, I'll be by late, Mitzad Ben Mitzad, Mitzad Ben Elulchem. But La'on, the Gabe Minatzad. He needs that to tell you, at least nowadays it's nice songs in the background. So listen, this might be what they played when they played, they did the Hagba or something. So, in this case, they would have made a mistake to think that it would be very nice to have one of the Luchais, Sefer Torah, and the other Luchais. think of all kinds of Ramazan for that, right? So therefore, we need the Pasuk Mitzah to tell me that no, it was at the edge and it was not separating between the Luch, I spoke below Olam, the Gabay, Menatzah. But wait, according to Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir doesn't have these Amudim, right? So where were the Amudim? Because the Amudim would have crushed the Sefer Torah. Remember, the extra space, according to him, was in order for us to be able to take in and out the Sefer Torah. So where were the Amudim put? So Amudim, Echavikai, right? Now the Amudim, according to Rabbi Meir, were on the outside of the Aron. They weren't on the inside of the Aron. Where does it say that? It just says, Amudav Kesef. It doesn't say anything about where it is. And Rabbi Meir, how does Rabbi Meir, who uses the double negative of Rak, Ein, Rak, he uses that to tell me the Sefer Torah. I said, how does he know that the Shivrei Luchas were in the Aron? So Shivrei Luchas, the Benochim, the Aron, and Noe. Nafkelei mir Ravuna. The Omer Ravuna, my king. Asher nikra, shame Hashem tzvakot yosheva kuvim alav. So what is it? It says that David went and he brought the Orain that had the Orain Elohim, Asher nikra, shame. What is the shame? That comes to tell me that there were indeed two expressions of the shame. One were the luchas that we have, and one were the original luchas, the Shivrei luchas. So David was Barabbas, that he's bringing up the Luchas and the Shivrei Luchas to Yerushalayim, and that's shame. So according to this, what does Rabbi Yehuda do with that? So either Ahumi Ba'elei, that, he says, I need that to tell me Rabbi Yochanan's thing. Yomer Rabbi Yochanan, Yomer Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. The repetition of shame, Hashem Tzvakot Yosheva Kruvim, is to tell me that the Shemais of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shema Mefurash, and all of the Kinuyim of that shame were put into the Oron HaBris, and that it represented the Kayak of the Shechina Lamata. So that's to tell me Hashem Lekol Kinuyam Munachim Ba'Oron. So then, I mean, Rabbi Meir also needs that. Yidach Mami Ba'Eloi Lachim. Enochinam. You're true. Okay, so now how do you know the Shivrei Luchas Munach in the Aron? And then we know it. Nafkelim in the Tani Rav Yosef. The Tani Rav Yosef, one way of reading the Pasuk is, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Vechtov al aluchot et advarim asher hayu al aluchot arishonim, then the next words, asher shibarta v'samta. Meaning, what you broke, v'samta maron. That would be one way of reading the pasuk. So Rabbi Yosef reads it like that. Asher shabarta v'samta, melamed shaluchot v'shivrei luchot munachim ba'aron. So what does Rabbi Yehuda do with that? So idach only by leikin reish lokish. The omer reish lokish, asher shibarta means, amar lo hakadosh baruch hu l'moshe, yasher shibarta. Yasher kochacha shibarta. I want to thank you for busting up those luchas. Good thing somebody took some responsibility around here and didn't sit around asking a lot of questions, trying to figure out what to do. So, Rebbeinu Shlomo, what do you think we should do about the luchas? Nah, maybe it's not such a good idea to break them, because then, I mean, how would they be able to? I don't know. Maybe you should, you know, so if Moshe was this Moshe, we'd still be discussing the luchas.
Just do it. And then you can be matchil milamala in the navi without additional.
תנא רבנן הרוצה לדבק תורה נביאים בכתובים כאחד, מדבק ועושה בראשו כדי לגול עמוד, ובסופו כדי לגול היקף, ומסיים מלמטה ומתחיל ולמעלה מבלך תורכותך. מה היא אמרה? אוקיי, אמרה, שאם בלך תורכותך, רמי, תחילת ספר וסופו כדי לגול, now I ask you, how's the word being used? כדי לגול מה? היא כדי לגול עמוד, so then קשה היקף. אי כדי לגול הכיף, זה נקרא שיעמוד. אומר, דך ביצר לצדודים קטני. רבשי אמר, no, it means exactly the same thing, both עמודים. And קטניה בספר תורה, קטניה. כל הספרים נגלים מתחילתן לסופן. And here's where that problem is. Is it מתחילתן לסופן, which puts everything around Bereshit, or is it מסופן לתחילתן? בספר תורה נגלה לאמצעיתו, ועושה לו עמוד, עמוד אלך ואלך. אמר רב אלעזר ברבי צדוק, ככה היו כותבי ספרים שבירושלים עושים את ספריהם. תנו רבונן נשים ספר תורה לו אורכו יותר על הכיפו ולא הכיפו יותר על אורכו. שאלו את רבי, שיעור ספר תורה בכמה? אמר לו בגביל שישה, ובקלף כמה? אופס, אין יודע. רבונה כתב 70 ספר נהרייתם ולא ישרה מלא על אחד. But Rav Achbar Yaakov katav chad amashke de igle v'isramele yavi be rabbanan einayu v'noch mafshin omrili rabbanan luram v'mnuna kosev Rav Ami arbami al sifri teira omalu dilma teira tzivalon amesha katav omrili rabbanan rabbi zera not rabbi anay arbami akarmi omrili dilma shtayim keneg shtayim v'achat yotzei zanav you're referring to v'kam l'maise chasidi min ha-teira meitzve אורן שעושה משה המתיים וחצי אורכו ועמה וחצי רוחבו ועמה וחצי קמתו and it's all במה בת שישה טווחים והלוחות אורחן שישה ורוחבן שישה ועוביין שלושה מונחות כנגד אורחו של ארון so כמה לוחות אורחות בארון? 12 טווחים how much is left? בשתי ראשם שלושה טווחים minus סמיין טפח וקצו לוקות הזה וקצו לוקות הזה משתי ראשם שני טווחים In those שני טווחים, the Sefer Torah was מונח, שנאמר, אין בארון רק שני לוחות אבנים אשר הניח שם משה, מה אין בארון רק, מי יודע חמיות, אין מי יודע חמיות, אלא לרבות, that the Sefer Torah was מונח in the ארון. Now, you've completed פרנסת הארון לאורכו, let's go and try the other direction. זה יופן איסור, לא נורך פה. כמה לוחות אוכלות בארון? שישה טווחים. How much is left of an ארבע וחצי? Three, is nine טווחים. נשתי ראשם שלושה טווחים, צי מהם טפח, which goes for חצי לקות הזה וחצי לקות הזה, שיולף ותו טווחים. What was that for? שלא יהיה ספר תורה, נכנס ויצא כשהוא דחוק, דבר רבי מיר, רבי יהודה אמר. Actually, it wasn't עמה בת שישה טווחים, it's עמה בת חמישה טווחים, which changes the entire plan. ולוחות ורוחן שישה ורוחן שישה ועוגן שלושה. They were menachot along the length of the Aron. So now, what's left? Kama luchot ochlot b'Aron? Shnema satvachim. All that's left is a chatzi tefach. Now that chatzi tefach was also eaten by one etz b'lekot ozeh, one etz b'lekot ozeh. Now, you've completed it. Pirnasta Aron l'orko. Now let's take a look at the rochav of the Aron. Tzeyu farnes Aron l'rochbo. Kama luchot ochlot b'Aron shishatvachim. Which leaves us a tefach umechza. Say me'em chatzi tefach, an etz b'lekot ozeh, an etz b'lekot ozeh. Nishtai rosham tefach. And what is that tefach for, says Rabbi Yehuda? The amudim omdim shenema. Apiryon, asalo, amelach shalomo. Shibayatzei levano, amudov asa kesev, repirato zahav, merkavo, argamanto, chorot sufa ava, And Argaz, Shishigrupo, Plushtim, Doronda, Yisroel, Munach, Mitzido, Shemez, Klei, Azav, Asher, Ashevotem, O Hashem, Tassimu, Bargaz, Mitzido, Shlachtem, Oto, Valach, Valach, Sefer, Torah, Munach, Shemez, Lokoach, Et Sefer, Torah, Azav, Samtem, Oto, Mitzad, Aron, Brit, Hashem, which means, Mitzad, Munach, Lo, Betocho, Ay, So, Mani, Mekayem, Ein, Baron, Rak, Ein, Miedach, Mier, El, Rabot, That's l'rabot shivrei luchot, but they're munachot ba'aron. Maybe you could close the door every time you come in and out. Your glasses. No. I sympathize because I went through exactly the same thing this morning. I couldn't find my, I got to scream to my wife, help. But
maybe they were the city.
He saw Gedaita that Kefir Shishat Vachim. I found mine in my pocket. Maybe that's where you'll find yours. So given the and say turn nigla, nafishlei the trade. You have the tough tvach of Rivka the Beni. So how do you get through tvachim? That's the betray pushkei chiyatik from Rivacha Bar Yaakov. Well, the Sefer Nehazar didn't have two, but Chilato Nigla, so, but still, so it's exactly two, I got to trade betray Echiyati. Om Ravashi, the Kor, the Porta, the Kor, the El. Rebuta, the Kami, the Leite, Arga, Sefer Tera, Eche, Abi Yosef. Da, Pavin, Afik, Bine, the Yati, the Guya, Sefer Tera. Rabbi Meir, I meet Sad, Aron, my Avid, I meet by Le, the Mitak, I meet Sad. Well, meet not like Beni, Vuche, but we all are, it's big, Abbein, that Sad. For Rabbi Meir Amudime Chan Kaime Mibabroi. For Rabbi Meir Shivrei Luchas to Menachem Minori Minole. Mafkele Miravuna. The Omer of Vuna Mai Dechtiv. Asher Nikra Shem. Shem Hashem Tzfakot Yashem Akurim Alal. Malamek Shiluchot Vishivrei Luchot Menachem Ba'aron. Vidach Omi Badlek Rabbi Yochanan. The Omer of Yochanan Shem Rabbi Yochai. Malamek Shashem Vachokinu Yach Amunachem Ba'aron. Vidach Nami Yubay Lalach Enach Yami. Ela shivrei luchot to munachim in orim in olay nafkele min etone Rav Yosef. Tone Rav Yosef. Asher shibarta v'samtam malamek shiluchot of shivrei luchot munachim in orim v'yida. Arumi barley that get rei shlokish. Tone rei shlokish. Asher shibarta amala hakadosh baruch hu la Moshe yasher kochacha. Asher shibarta.